Threat Film Radio. One World International Human Rights Documentary Film Festival in Prague, Czech Republic.
Threat Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2020 One World International Human Rights Documentary Film Festival. And I'm very pleased to be joined by filmmaker Andrea Culková. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
You're here because you're presenting your film, Grief. It's actually premiering today, so I wish you all the best with it. I take this opportunity to wish you all the best with it. The Czech title for this film is?
Žal žen, which actually means like female grief or grief of women.
Right. And is there a meaning behind that title?
Okay, I think we can come into it during our discussion.
It's kind of like a tradition for Fred to actually get the maker of the film to say a few words to introduce the movie so that they can say whatever they would like to be the presentation for it to the listeners who are not familiar with it yet. So would you be able to do that for us?
Maybe I can use
Some reference.
Okay. 30 years ago, Czechoslovak grief over a devastating landscape and lack of care for environment was one of the forces propelling the Velvet Revolution. I don't know if people who are listening are aware of it.
If they're not, Google it. We're in the age of Google. Come on, guys.
But soon after, the country took a deep breath of not only freedom but also cleaner air. 3 decades later, however, grief over the climate situation is growing, clashing with ignorance again and becoming a source of rebellion. You know, I would love to express, we know about climate change over the 30 years. We are, you know, organizing panels, discussion, we are publishing so many articles and scientific texts. But nothing changed. But last year, actually, and I think thanks to climate movement, something changed. And why? Because emotions were invited into the discussion. And that was the reason why something, I think, started to change.
Can you tell me more about these emotions?
Okay,
I think you refer to them a lot.
Yeah. So our film is actually about grief, environmental grief, which many of us feel front of falling balance between planet and humanity.
Right. And so it's a very real emotion that maybe perhaps it's a term that's actually used, environmental grief. And so the group of people that you follow, can you tell me more about them?
Yeah, as I referred in the beginning to our Czech title, our protagonists are mostly women. And reason why? I actually found out that women are mostly one who feel for environment much more than men. Many times, I'm not saying that it's over, you know, all the time, but most of the time it's like that. And actually, it was just recently was the published big study, which were comparing more than 90 countries regarding progressive ecological policy. And they actually found out that countries where more women were in parliament and in government, these countries have much more progressive policy. And it was what is interesting, it was not dependent on gross product or, you know, the richness of the country, but really was connected on a number of women in the government.
Why do you think that is? Do you think there's a reason for it?
They didn't actually. They decided to continue in the study, but I think that it's because of this grief, you know, that because of this deep feelings, what we have front of our not really optimistic future.
But do you think then, so what you're saying is that there's perhaps a greater connection to the planet even, that women feel and that men perhaps don't?
Hard to say, but hard to say if it's because of sex or because of we can call more feminine feelings for the nature or something like that. But I would Like to express that in London, probably you are aware, but not so many people here, that behind actually growth of Extinction Rebellion movement are mostly women older than 60 years old, and mostly women. Women are the main core of Extinction Rebellion movement. And that's why I also chose, you know, for our film, mostly women, and most of them from Extinction Rebellion movement in here in Prague. Even if there are some,
there's some other ones. Yeah, I encountered it myself. The Extinction movement is something that was happening around the world, and it's actually a recent movement that happened. In fact, the word extinction, the use of the word extinction, it's very interesting when you accost it to humanity. In fact, you know, it's like we can also be extinct. It's kind of weird, but it's probably true, right?
And I think Extinction Rebellion works with environmental grief. Quite effectively. I think they share this grief between each other, and actually for me what I found out that it can be the best way for future change, because when you have these deep feelings for nature, you know, you are falling to depression, but on one day you realize that only way how to get out from depression is to be active, to be publicly active, to come out from your shell, private shell or career shell, and go to the street and scream, you know. I think the public obedience is the only key. I don't know if you are aware, but I think recently, 1 week ago, the former UN representative for climate, she called for a mass civil obedience. She said it's only way how humanity can reach some changes. And I think my film can maybe motivate some viewers to leave their shells.
But you talked about the emotional side of the film, and there's also a performance side of the film. When you talk about the people going out in the street screaming and, you know, all of these protests that are happening, we also see that they can get very creative. I kind of would almost turn them as performance art pieces. I don't know if you would agree with that. And if you do agree with that, I mean, as a filmmaker, do you think that that's also a very strong aspect of the movie?
Yeah, definitely. But I think let's talk about the structure of the film a little. First, actually, we are, as the audience, we are going through deep environmental grief with our characters. And then we actually follow them in their change when they are actually proceeding this deep depression to the action. And through the, you know, and there are different examples of actions. Can be, you know, blocking the street, can be a flash mob, dancing, so many creative and colorful events. And that's why I like also the way these women responded to their grief, because they were really, you know, full of creativity. And I think this creativity is the way how they deal with their, you know, deep feelings.
But you see, in the film, then you also show that there's people who don't agree with these types of ways, behaviors, right? Because there's some people who pass them by and say, get a real job and things like that.
Yeah, definitely. Because I think it's important. I don't know if you are aware, but when we are talking about the climate grief, psychologists actually agreed that there are 5 stages of the grief. You know, first one is denying. I think all of us know deniers. We know what we can imagine behind the word deniers. Another stage is anger. So people are angry. You saw them in the film, no? You can, so, you know, they are deeply moved. This cannot be true. Otherwise, someone would do something, no? And they are really angry. And there is a third stage, and the people are begging, please. It's really cannot be true. And they are searching for different, kind of truths. And the fourth stage is depression. Yeah. What many of us know, and I think climate activists, they share depression a lot. And the last stage, it's really difficult to reach. And it means that you are bound with the fact how hard reality is, but you are able to act.
Mm-hmm. That's very interesting to put it that way, because honestly, I wasn't familiar with this type of grief, but now I am, and I feel like I feel it a little bit. I seem to feel, just talking with you now and also having watched your film, that you are also very environmentally kind of aware of what's been going on. Do you have any opinions about what's happening with the coronavirus right now and how the world is reacting to it?
You know, my big wish would be that we act the same way to climate change. Mm. Because climate change is a real threat to humanity. And now you see, people stop flying.
Yeah.
You know, industry is falling, reducing. Yeah, that's, we are joking. But, you know, I think we have a virus, and we will see more virus in the future, because also climate change, because you know, the weather is changing, the temperature is higher and higher, the condition for life is harder and harder. So many regions are less and less, it's less and less possible to live there. And I think this is just respond from nature, no?
Oh, goodness, I could talk about this forever, though. We have to end it here. But thank you very much for joining us. It was a great pleasure talking with you. I wish you all the best with the premiere today. And just in general, I hope a lot of people watch this film. And I hope a lot of people do something about, get together and do something about this planet of ours and try to save it, right?
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you very much. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.